And good morning to everyone. Our first case today is State v. Travis L. Bowie. Mr. Aubin, good morning to you. You may approach. I hope I pronounced that last name correctly.
That is correct. Good morning.
Thank you.
The facts are very clear. It's undisputed. And at the trial level, the defendant entered a plea of guilty pursuant to the sentencing about 3 months later, in March of 2012, that at the sentencing, which is really the issue that the appellant attempts to bring before this court, trial counsel advised the trial court that they thought that the defendant may have been over-medicated at the time of the entry of the plea. Trial judge had conversation with the defendant, at which time the defendant reaffirmed the plea agreement that he wanted to agree with it. That went on. There was a sentencing. There was also an issue with truth in sentencing, and that was resolved at the first appeal to the first court of appeals. The issue at that time in the court of appeals, there was new counsel appointed. They did present, as I review it, the issue of whether there was over-medication, whether the defendant was competent to enter a plea. And the court of appeals said everything was done proper. There was an inquiry, and there was nothing mandatory and very clear. What the appellant in this case, Travis Bowie, is wanting to do and attempting to present to this court is, again, saying that that was effectively not a satisfactory review. This was a post-conviction proceeding that he brought and presented to the court, to the trial court. It did pen for quite a while, but there was some issues in the district court, so that was one reason for the extended delay. The essence of everything, Your Honor, is that the appellant submits that there should have been more inquiry by the trial court. That's the gist. He would ask the court to find essentially plain error that when the trial judge made an inquiry as to whether or not the defendant was competent or understood what he wanted to do at the sentencing, there should have been a rearrangement. He said he should have been completely rearranged on the whole matter and then proceeded forward because it was disclosed by trial counsel that there was some issue. But the trial court did make an inquiry, and so the record is clear. There's nothing in dispute with regard to the facts. So my client would submit that the court should have another review and look at it. And if the court reviewing everything finds that there was simply not a proper advisement, then this case should be reversed and remanded.
Let me ask you something procedurally. It seems like you all are referring to a records review. What kind of event is that? Is that a hearing?
It was a hearing where what was presented was everything from the trial court. It was presented again to the judge. There was six documents that were all the judge to review. There was no live testimony presented.
So the evidence was offered and
received? Evidence was for review. That's what was effectively offered. The transcript, everything, the bill of exceptions, everything that was from the trial court, the judge reviewed again. So that was effectively what was presented.
Mr. Alvin, were all of those materials that were received as exhibits part of the original trial record? For example, the deposition, had that been offered in evidence at some earlier time?
It had been. It was part of the, at the sentencing phase it was.
All right.
It was. With the PSI. The PSI was quite lengthy. And it was. It was part of the record.
So everything that was offered was already technically part of the record. This was sort of a, I don't know, surplus procedure, perhaps?
Yes.
What is your claim that you're raising on post-conviction that can be considered on post-conviction, considering, are you the sixth counsel that's representing this person?
I believe, the third counsel.
Third?
Very difficult question to ask, and the court is effectively the same thing as the previous system of the court. All I can submit to this court is if you always
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ms. Klein, good morning to you.
Hey, police court, Mr. Chief Justice. I'm Kimberly Klein, Assistant Attorney, representing the state in this matter. And just as a quick matter correction, I believe Mr. Alvin is actually the fourth attorney representing the defendant in this particular case. Your Honors, I think there was one issue presented in the post-conviction petition, and that was the ineffective assistance of appellate counsel, who ironically was Mark Johnson, who ultimately was originally signed as judge to this case, so there have been a lot of changes. The defendant alleged ineffective assistance of appellate counsel for not challenging trial counsel, for failing to investigate various sources, unnamed sources, of evidence that would have created some reasonable probability of mitigation which would have resulted in a lower sentence. As it ultimately basically shakes out, I don't know. I think the only portion of that argument that's actually properly before the court, the defendant argues that his trial counsel should have had him essentially re-evaluated for his competence, although there was nothing whatsoever in the record to ever indicate that he'd been incompetent at any point in time. He was, in fact, evaluated prior to his plea by Dr. Y. Scott Moore, who found him competent essentially at all points in time. And there's nothing in the record to indicate that trial counsel would have ever been apprised that the defendant was having any particular difficulties. Even the defendant can't really point to anything that indicates that something that should have raised a red flag to his attorney. Before you have somebody evaluated, you have to have some reason to know that there is a reason to have them evaluated, and the record simply shows that there was no such reason. Consequently, trial counsel would not have been ineffective, and the layered claim, as you work your way back through it, would have failed because of the fact that trial counsel was not ineffective. Your Honors, I think, unless there are questions about this, we've addressed the other issues in our brief.
When was the evaluation done? Was that shortly before the plea was in?
No, he was evaluated I think mid-November of 2011, and the plea was at the end of March of 2012. So there were a number of months intervening between the two. And by the time...
But it was done before the plea was entered?
Oh, yes, several months. And at the time of the plea, defendant indicated that he understood what had happened and what was happening. The record indicates appropriate responses to the court's questions. There simply is no reason to believe that he was not tracking as he should have been.
Where does the over-medication come in?
Apparently he's alleging that he was over-medicated at the time he entered his plea. But by the time sentencing came around, the court inquired of him, did you understand what was going on? Do you understand what's going now? And he says, oh yeah, I understand. I was having some medication issues back then, but I understand what's going on. And he reaffirmed, I want to go on with the plea agreement. I want to essentially re-enter my pleas, reaffirm my pleas, if you will. And he wanted to continue on as the process had been started and indicated no unwillingness whatsoever to go back and have a do-over, if you will.
Do you agree with opposing counsel that all of the exhibits at this, whatever you might call the type of hearing that they had, were already part of the court's record?
That would be my understanding. Yeah, I agree with that. So whatever was there is essentially already part of the record.
And there's really no reason to do that, is there?
I guess they're just making it official. Technically, no, there's no real reason. You could have essentially take judicial notice of it, I think, without going to the effort of a full one.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you
very much. Do we have time for rebuttal?
Yes, 5 minutes.
5 minutes and 22 seconds, Mr. Albin.
No rebuttal, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. Were you appointed in this matter?
Yes.
Thank you for your service. The next case of the day is Cairo versus NAU.